On today's growth points, I want to speak just for a moment about the subject of loving God. Deuteronomy 6 tells us we're to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, and might. And it's amazing to me how that in ministry, without really intending to let it happen, we can not love God as much as we should, and we can love ministry more than we should. I've been reading a book this past week entitled Replenish. The author's last name is Witt. And in the book, he talks about some of the failures of pastors and some of the many pastors that are just resigning from ministry because of discouragement. He gave a great illustration. He said that in the beginning of our ministries, it's all about the gift. It's all about the gift of Jesus. It's all about getting the gift out to other people. But along the way, we wrap that gift in a beautiful package called ministry. And ministry is important. We need structure. We need to have classes and growth and so forth. But the danger is that we put all of the emphasis on how that package looks, and we forget to stay in love with the gift. And in these days, it's so vitally important that we have a real relationship daily with the Lord. Pastor Doug Fisher spoke the other night here at Lancaster Baptist about fasting. And it was a reminder to me that prayer and fasting causes us to die to the pleasures and things of this world and have a greater appetite and a closeness with the Lord. And we really need to focus on that, first and foremost, because it's commanded in Scripture. Secondly, because it's the purpose of the Christian life to know Him. Thirdly, we live in a hostile, critical environment. People are suspicious of all of the caretaking of the package, and they think that many times fundamental Christians, or really any Christian leaders, are just about keeping up an image. And that criticism is going to come no matter what, but you and I need to know in our hearts that it really is about a relationship with God. Another illustration the author used was that ministry has a front stage and a backstage. And again, if we're honest, we put a lot of time and emphasis on how we look on that front stage. How are we performing? But if we're not tending to the backstage, the devotional time with God, one day we're going to fall flat on our face on that front stage. So I just challenge you today with that simple thought. Don't be in such a hurried pace, such a concerned mindset about how everything looks. Make sure that it's not about simply what you're doing, but what you're being and who you are being with God. And I know that's the greatest challenge in my life, and I hope that thought helps you today. Have a great day.